featured stories about me. I'm in the news this week. The U.S. Senate has proposed a resolution condemning me for anti-Semitism and white supremacy. The resolution was proposed by Chuck Schumer. It is co-sponsored by every other Democrat in the Senate. And this is a story from the Jewish News Syndicate. It says, quote, the most powerful Jewish official in Washington introduced a resolution on Monday that condemns white supremacy and anti-Semitism and specifically calls out far-right provocateur Nick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson. The resolution introduced by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, which every other Senate Democrat co-sponsored, is a response to Carlson's recent friendly interview with Holocaust denier Fuentes. I'm so sick of that. Fuck the Holocaust. Seriously, Holocaust denier. Who do you think you are? He's a Holocaust denier. Fuck you. I'm so over that. And that session we got on Monday from Finkelstein. Me mummy died in the Holocaust. Shut up. Don't care. I'm so sick of that label. You're a Holocaust denier. The Holocaust is not a dogmatic part of my worldview. I don't give a fuck about the Holocaust. I don't think about it. It doesn't occupy my mind. I do not care. I'm so over that. He's a Holocaust denier. What? It's so crazy because there is literally no other event ever that is like this. You can deny anything and everything, and there's not even a word for it. You can deny that JFK was killed by a lone gunman. Is there a word for that? You can deny that, I don't even know what, that the Constitution is a good thing. Who even knows? He's a Holocaust denier. And why does that carry a stigma? So what? It is completely peripheral to what is happening in the United States. I was born in 1998 in Chicago. What do I give a fuck about the Holocaust in Poland in the 1940s? They go, he's a denier. Shame on you. Okay, whatever. Anyway, it's these people, man. It goes on, it says, this is from Schumer. These deeply pernicious forms of hate spewed by right-wing radicals like Nick Fuentes, platformed by people like Tucker Carlson, have pushed America closer to a tipping point where Jewish Americans and all those targeted by white nationalist hate are looking over their shoulder, fearing for their safety. Is that what's happening? Roseanne Barr, a Jew, said that I should be on my knees begging the Jews for forgiveness and I should be afraid. Eli Lake, another Jew, said, I want anti-Semites to be afraid of Jews. It's just not in touch with reality. The Jews are the most powerful ethnic group maybe in the world. They have more power in America, certainly, than any other ethnic group by far. They're perpetrating a genocide in Israel. If you go against them, they destroy your life, and then they go and say, we're in fear, we're in danger, we're looking over our shoulder. Someone came to my house with a gun last year because of this type of hysteria against me. And they said, well, we're living in fear, we're looking over our shoulder. Yeah, that's not really the case. It goes on. It says, Schumer's resolution strongly rejects the views of and platforming of Fuentes, condemns Carlson's effort to platform and mainstream Fuentes, and affirms that Nazi Germany and its collaborators murdered 6 million Jews in the Holocaust. It also unequivocally condemns anti-Semitism and white supremacy wherever and whenever they occur, and urges all elected officials, thought leaders, and community leaders to reject and condemn white supremacy and anti-Semitism whenever and wherever they occur. White supremacy and anti-Semitism. Yes, the two biggest problems in America. The two biggest problems in America. When I look at the United States and the shape that it's in, I think, what are the two biggest threats? White supremacy and anti-Semitism. It keeps me up at night. I worry about what happens as anti-Semitism and white supremacy gains a foothold in our society. Yeah, that's the problem. When I go out on a weekend in Chicago, I'm looking for all those white supremacists and anti-Semites. When I'm looking at long-term threats to the country, I'm thinking, God forbid, the white supremacists and anti-Semites do not get checked. We're in for a world of pain. It says the measure spends three pages chronicling Fuentes' history of anti-Semitic comments before criticizing Carlson because he did not push back on or reject the claims made by Fuentes during the interview and platform the views of Fuentes, even validating his framing. The resolution also mentioned Heritage Foundation President Kevin Roberts, who defended Carlson at the time and said the think tank did not become the intellectual backbone of the conservative movement by canceling our own people or policing the conscience of Christians. The measure also referred to, although not by name, to Paul Ingrassia, whom Trump nominated to lead the office of special counsel. Several Jewish organizations endorsed the resolution. I'm getting really sick and tired of how people talk about me. It's either ignorance or cowardice. I'm the only one that has not gone totally insane. Let me tell you what I mean by that. This country has undertaken a policy where we are intentionally importing foreigners by the tens of millions. This is completely insane. The country that our parents were born in was 90% European and Christian. That's what the country was. It was Christian, it had one religion, and there were different denominations, but it had the same God. The people mostly came from the same place. And we had a decent, godly family society. It was coherent. It had a largely homogeneous culture. We had a civilization. We had a distinct and identifiable and a good and prosperous civilization. And then we undertook a policy where we began to import tens of millions of foreigners in a very short amount of time, such that they outnumbered the natives. People that have nothing in common with us. They don't share the same language, the same religion, the same alphabet. Forget about the same culture, holidays, heroes, history, ancestry, and yes, race. We did it to ourselves. We brought all these people in, and now the country is unrecognizable. We have made ourselves a minority in our own country. And who the fuck wants to be a minority? Why did the Jews create Israel? Because they don't want to be a minority. Why do black people get together? Why do they have a community? Because they don't want to be the minority. They want to go someplace where there are people that are like them. They want to go someplace where they are in the majority. It is not desirable to be a minority, especially in a democracy. Because in a democracy, the majority rules. So we have put ourselves in the minority, which is not a desirable position culturally and socially. But in a democracy, we have put ourselves in the back seat of our own car. We are no longer even in the driver's seat of our own civilization. By becoming a minority, we are now outvoted by people that have nothing in common with us, people that got here within the last generation or two. And it's changing everything. It's changing everything about our civilization. Whereas we used to look at the Age of Exploration and Christendom and the Roman Empire and the founding of our country as a good thing. Now, we look at it as a bad thing. We look at our own ancestors and our own story and the creation of our own countries where we came from with remorse and guilt and shame. to accommodate and cater to these people that came here. And our kids, I don't have kids, but if I do, they're going to go to a school. Think about how fucking sick this is. Your kids are going to be in kindergarten, and 90% of the classmates are going to be non-white, and the teacher's going to be non-white. You're going to have one or two white faces in a kindergarten class in Minnesota full of Somalians in hijabs. That's your country. You're going to send them to school in Chicago, and they're all going to be Hispanics. And they're not going to look like me. They're going to be speaking Spanish, brown, black hair, black eyes. They're going to say the pledge in Spanish if they even stand up at all. You're going to have one Polish face and one white kid. And in Washington State, it's going to be all Indians, all Indian classmates. And they're going to celebrate Indian holidays and maybe one or two white faces. This is reverse colonization. We are now being colonized by the indigenous people of every other place. And they're taking up space, and then they are defining the culture in the neighborhoods or places where they reside. And if a white person gets up and says, wait a second, what the fuck are we doing? This is not desirable objectively. These people come here because the country was white. That's why they came here. White people built it. It's full of white people. That's why they came here. And if there's more of them than there are white people, it won't be like that anymore. It won't even be desirable for them to move here. Why are these people coming here? It's because this was a rich, orderly, prosperous, decent, beautiful place. Well, they're leaving their piece of shit country to come here for that reason. But the more of them there are and the less of us, the more it will resemble the place from which they came. Objectively, it is not desirable, but it's also not desirable for us. This is against our own interests as white people. I'm white, you're white, or maybe you're not. But if you are white, this is against your interest to be outnumbered, outvoted by people that aren't familiar, that have nothing in common with you, that aren't like you. Why are we doing this? And why is it that in the country you can reproduce China in San Francisco? You can reproduce Somalia in Minnesota. You can reproduce Venezuela in every city, apparently. But if white people want to have fucking America in America, that is white supremacy. In other words, if I want to go to a town with white people where they actually eat apple pie and play fucking baseball, that's a white supremacist act. You can have little Haiti, little Cuba, little Somalia, little Nigeria, little Middle East. You can have all that, but you can't have America in America. You can't have a place where white people are white people. You can't have a place where there even are white people. You can't be proud of it. You can't want to be a part of it. You can't stick up for your own ethnic identity. You're a white supremacist now. You have a community of Somalians in Minneapolis. They're concentrated. It's a fucking ethnostate. They're all in one neighborhood. It's homogeneous. Somalian. They're taking over the city council. They want to run for mayor. They elect a representative, and she goes before them and in their native tongue says, I represent Somalia. As long as I'm in Congress, Somalia will never be defeated. That's perfectly acceptable. And that's perfectly acceptable, and we have nothing to say about that. And the Jews can do the same thing. A Jew can get up and say, we need to fight for Israel and the Jews need to stand up for themselves. But if a white person gets up and says, hey, we fucking built this country. Whites founded this country. We're sticking up for whites in America. Oh, you're a white supremacist now. You're so full of hatred. You're a wicked person and you deserve to die. You're a Nazi, so people should kill you and people should punch you, and you're the scum of the earth. Really? And by the way, consider the source. Who wrote the resolution? Chuck Schumer, a Jew. Chuck Schumer wrote the resolution. How much does Chuck Schumer have to say about the Jewish supremacy in Israel? Is Israel a super diverse country, or are they ethnically cleansing it? Is Israel a super liberal country, or are they committing a genocide? Do they have a fascist leader taking over the judiciary? What has he got to say about that? Nothing. What does he have to say about Jewish supremacy, Jewish chauvinism, Jewish nationalism? Nothing. This is what I'm talking about. Consider the source. Tune these people out. These people fucking hate you. Okay? Chuck Schumer, a liberal Jew? Do you think he wants America to stay white? No. And that would be better for us. He doesn't want what's best for us. He wants America to be diverse because that's better for Jews. If America is diverse and tolerant and multiracial, then Jews feel safer because they don't stick out as much. If the country is all white with some Jews, they stick out like a sore thumb. If it's all Christians and some Jews, they stick out like a sore thumb. But if the country is a mosaic of all different kinds of people, well, they blend in. They're just like every other group that's here. It's better for them. And shame is their weapon. Guilt is their weapon. Everybody else is proud. We're ashamed. I'm black and proud. I'm Jewish and proud. I'm Mexican and proud. I'm Asian and proud. But you're white and you need to be ashamed. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm beautiful. We invented everything. We're the greatest. Good for you. Attaboy. But you're white. You're evil. You're a piece of shit. Fuck you. You're Hitler. You're white supremacist. And that is being weaponized against us so that we accept this. But that's not going to work anymore because things are materially getting worse for white people. So I don't feel guilty when I'm losing, actually. Why would I feel bad? Why would I feel guilty when you hate me? You're taking things from me. You're making my life worse. You're making society worse. You're destroying my heritage, my civilization, what it means to be me. And I'm going to let you make me feel bad about myself? Why would I do that? So my message to Chuck Schumer, fuck you. You should be grateful. But the thing is, they're never going to be grateful. They have to be fought. They have to actually be put in their place. I saw Roseanne Barr. Roseanne Barr said he's going to be on his knees begging the Jews. Roseanne Barr, you need to be put in your fucking place, okay? You're a guest here. Newsflash, you're a guest here. This isn't a Jewish country. This is a Christian country. This country was not founded by Jews. Jews didn't write the Constitution. Jews didn't write the Declaration. Jews didn't fight in the American Revolutionary War. Europeans did. Christians did. You're a guest. You need to be put in your place. You disgusting fat bitch. No one is going to be begging Jews for anything because Americans would rather die on their feet than live on their knees begging to anybody. She goes, you're messing with the God of Abraham. You're messing with God. His name is Jesus Christ. That's who you're messing with. She goes, you're messing with the God of Abraham. You're messing with Yahweh. God's name is Jesus Christ, actually. That's the God of this nation. That's the God of your nation. That's your king, too. As a matter of fact, he's especially your king. He's the king of you people. He's the king of the Jews. Christ is king over everybody, especially you, Roseanne Barr, and that's who you're messing with. She goes, he's messing with the God of Abraham. We're like Daniel. We can predict the future. We know everything. It isn't right. And everybody can see what they're doing. All it takes is one person that isn't ashamed. That's why they hate me. because you can't guilt me. You can't shame me. I'm shameless. I'm guiltless. Absolutely. They go, you're racist. You're anti-Semitic. You're a Holocaust denier. Yeah. You said Hitler's cool. Yeah, he is cool. Fuck you. At least Hitler isn't replacing me in my own country. That's the difference. I know that Hitler killed Jewish people, but Jewish people are counting down the days until white people are a minority in their own countries. They're wishing for Europeans to be genocided. So think of that. Think of that. Why are we supposed to hate Hitler? Because Hitler genocided the Jews. That's a good reason, actually. Genocide is wrong. But the Jews, they don't care that we are being genocided. So think of that. We're supposed to be guilty and ashamed, and we need to hang our head in shame because of the genocide of the Jews. Meanwhile, the Jews are cheering in the stands for our genocide right now. That is what is happening. In a century, do you know that there will be no Germany, no Italy, no France, no Netherlands, no Belgium, no Spain, no Portugal, no England, no Sweden, no Ireland, no Canada, no Australia, no America, none of it, gone, all of it, everything about it. You do understand that, don't you? Replaced by Africans, Asians, Amerindians, Arabs. Replaced in our own lands. And they have a front row seat and they are cheering it on. They say it. Ben Shapiro said, I don't give a damn about the browning of America. What do you think that looks like? The browning of America. That means there's going to be no more white people. So everything you love about America, Tom Cruise and Frank Sinatra and George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, you know, those are all white people. Walt Whitman and Mark Twain. These are white people. And in a century, there's not going to be any more. Because what will happen is that non-whites will outnumber us. They will elect representatives that care about their tribal concerns. We will be outnumbered and outvoted. We will be disempowered. And then, like in South Africa, we will be a beleaguered minority, existing in pockets, subjected to the will of the state. And they're cheering it on. Ben Shapiro says, I don't give a damn about the browning of America. You want to know why? Because when America falls, he's going to go home to Israel. He's got a golden parachute. The IDF is going to send a helicopter to Surfside like they did when that condo collapsed. They're going to pick him up and they're going to bring him home to Israel. Where are we going to go? Where's our home? Where's our homeland where we can be white and we can be Christian like Israel is for them, where they can be Jewish? Where are we going to go? When America's browned, when Europe is browned, when the whole world is browned, where are we going to go home to when we're a persecuted minority? What country is going to help us have a right to exist? Do fucking white people have a right to exist? Israel has a right to exist, but I guess white Americans don't, and Germany doesn't, and France doesn't, and Italy doesn't. These nations exist to give Israel money. These nations exist to give welfare to Africans and Arabs and other non-white people, I guess. That's the bottom line. And that's why people like the show. Not because the housing market's bad, not because the economy sucks, not because people are mad about a bunch of other stuff. It's because of this. It's because our home, our civilization, our ancestors, our heritage is being blotted out. It's going away. We got in at the end of it. We are the last of our species. That is what they would like for us. And it's not normal. Normally, if that were happening, you would fight like a caged animal. You would fight because your back is against the wall. You would lash out in desperation, but they are programming us with shame and self-hatred and guilt so that we don't do that, so that we literally will our own destruction. You should be ashamed. You should be guilty. You should hate yourself. And if you hate yourself, you will yourself out of existence. They say these things like, oh, you're against immigration. Well, how do you think the Native Americans felt about the American colonists arriving? What's implied? What is implied is that we should allow ourselves to be genocided as our just deserts, in the way that the Indians don't exist anymore here, in the way that they are herded onto reservations and their civilization was decimated. We should accept the same thing happening to us by immigrants, because we deserve it, because we're guilty. I'm so ashamed. I'm so guilty. I'm so filled with self-hatred. Okay, genocide me. I guess it's only fair. What? No, fuck you. And the Jews are leading the charge on that, newsflash. They led the charge on that in the civil rights era. They're leading the charge on that now. That's why they're calling it white supremacy. That's why they stigmatize it as white supremacy. They say it's hatred. They hate every other group, and they're turning the other groups against us. It's what it is. Why do you think Netanyahu is reading that book? Well, he probably wanted everybody to see it. That's why he showed it to everybody. But he said, we're going to win against Rome this time. That's actually how they see us. They see us as their mortal enemy. I saw that from Roseanne Barr. That was such a mask-off moment. She goes, America will get what it deserves. America will fall. You'll be on your knees begging us. You're messing with our God. That's what Jews think. That's what Jews like Roseanne Barr are saying out loud. And no one's condemning that. No one's got anything to say about that. They say it openly because they know they can get away with it. And that's what it is. That's how they feel about us. And we're going to feel guilty now. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry about your grandma or whatever. And I'm getting condemned by the Senate for saying this stuff. Condemned by the U.S. Senate. I'm right. The country's a joke. Look at what's going on with, like, the black people. Really? Everybody knows. That's one of those things that's, like, so obvious. You look at this city in Chicago. You have all these young black men running around, screaming, shooting guns, mugging people on Christmas. It's like the Christmas parade. They're lighting up the tree. And as always, you got 300 young black kids running around with their pants around their waist, shooting each other. And we got to pretend like we don't know what that is. We got to say, oh, well, you know, that systemic racism did that and they need more research. It's like this is what they're inflicting on the country. Same thing with immigration. These Indians come in. They get into one of these companies. And then they start shoveling all their fellow cast members, their clan, into the company until the whole company's Indian. Very clannish, only care about them or about their own people. And you see the memes about them. These H-1B applicants that we desperately need, they don't even do real work. Like, why are we doing this to ourselves? Why are we allowing this? And then you see the Jews with Israel. The Jews and how they love Israel, and we need to go to war with Iran, and Tucker's a problem. And we all have to play dumb, like we don't know what's going on with that because of political correctness. And I don't care if you're conservative or liberal. I don't care at this point if you're Christian or secular. Man or woman, young or old, white people as Americans got to step up and say, we got to take the country back. Not as white people saying, hey, the white man's taking the country back. You know how that sounds. But white people need to step up and say, no, we're not going to kill America. We're not going to commit suicide as a nation. We're not going to commit suicide as a civilization. Out of shame and guilt. So these people, and by the way, Piers Morgan, like he's the prototype for this. Cucked by his wife, cucked by his gold-digging whore of a wife. She's out there talking about Mr. Suds. That's who's the advocate for this stuff. Oh, you're a dinosaur, aren't you? And, oh, you're a bloody racist. Yeah, and your wife is talking about Mr. Suds, you fucking loser. So who's listening to you? That's what they're doing to our country. And I get condemned for it. And they're trying to get me killed with this kind of stuff. You realize that. Everybody acknowledges that people are shooting at Trump and people are shooting at Charlie Kirk because they're getting called Nazis. What do you think this is about? When Piers Morgan says my father's name, what do you think that's about? What do you think this is about? They're trying to get me killed. And they're trying to get me killed because they cannot shame me. They cannot censor me. They can't silence me. They can't trick me. They tried to interrogate me. They tried to co-opt me. They tried everything, and I keep the message. I'm post-cancellation. They did cancel me. I survived it. It didn't work. So now they're literally trying to get me killed. For telling the truth. That's what it is. It's not white supremacy. It's not hatred. This is common sense. This is called taking our own side. This is, I don't want to commit suicide. I don't want my civilization to commit suicide. I actually want Europe to exist. I want America to exist. America has a right to exist. Europe has a right to exist, and it's not negotiable. We have a right to defend ourselves. And honestly, we should emulate that language. When they say you're a white supremacist, we have a right to defend ourselves. You're a white supremacist. You're a Holocaust denier. I have a right to exist. I have a right to defend myself. You don't get to tell me my own story. You don't get to shame me. You are furthering a genocide against my people. When you call me a white supremacist, when you call me a Holocaust denier, you are perpetuating a genocide against my race. And we have a right to exist. That's what this is all about. I don't know about you, but I think the world is better with white people in it. I think that's always been the case. And I don't think we should go down without a fight. I'm not ready to acquiesce to diversity. Oh, ho-hum, okay, I guess we live in a country that's like all Asians and Africans and Hispanics and every other kind of person. Oh, well, I guess that's just the way it is. I don't think so. I'm not ready. I'm not ready to go yet. I'm not ready for Europe to go yet. I'm not ready for America to go yet. Not yet. So, as long as I'm alive, I will never be ashamed. I will never be ashamed. Ever. Never guilty. You cannot faze me with that. You can put a Jew in front of my face wagging his finger about his mom and dad. Fuck you. You're not even American. I got some British Jew in my face, Finkelstein, wagging his finger. He wants us censored. He wants whites to die. He only cares about Israel. He goes, you should be ashamed of yourself. You need to get out of my face quickly. And what happened to the self-confidence of white people to say, hey, back up. Back up, Jack. That's why I like Joe Biden. Hey, back up, Jack. Where's the self-confidence? You don't see that with black people. They don't have shame. You don't see that with Muslims. They take up space proudly. You don't see that with Indians. None of them have shame. They walk around weightless. These people that come here, and they should be ashamed. These people come here, their kids are running all over the place. They're blabbing on the phone at 6 million decibels. They can't speak the language. You see the behavior of the people that come here. There's no decorum. There's no respect. There's no standards. And they have no shame. They're arrogant. They hold their head up high, all these people. And we hang our heads in shame. It's our country. They don't feel the need to justify themselves, defend themselves. They say, you need to open your gates to us. Boldness. Where's our boldness? Where's our fucking balls? White people need to grow a pair of fucking balls. And that involves telling women that are constantly henpecking. That means telling all these foreigners and all these other people, fuck off. They go, should you really say that? Well, that's not nice. Well, what about? Where are the men? So I want to see it. It's time to get ready. It's time to get ready. No more excuses from the white man. We have to ask more from ourselves. We need to be the best. Needs to be a new greatest generation. The fittest, the strongest, the most intelligent, the most clever. You have to become a weapon. This is about white survival. This is about our people. You know, you should feel vulnerable right now because you are. And it's a message for me like it is for all of you. It's time to take it seriously. Because I hear this stuff and it's like, man, they're really pushing now. Condemned in the U.S. Senate, really? Yeah, 50 million illegal aliens here, but what we can all unanimously agree on is you're a white supremacist and you said this on your... It's called rage baiting. We're rage baiting. We're trolling. Hitler has aura. Well, that's hateful anti-Semitism. You're condemned in the Senate. We have 50 million illegal aliens. We got a criminal population of murderers and rapists here. You can't ride the public transit without getting shot in the face. But the crisis is that you got edgelords. The crisis is there's one white man that isn't ashamed of himself. It's insane. I saw Tucker on Theo Von. He goes, blacks are more American than anybody. I hate racism. And it's like, no, sorry, wife guy. Even that is not good enough. Even to the extent that you got Tucker, you know, he thinks he's like a swaggering guy and everything. And even he is completely cucked. He goes, I hate racism. I'm not a racist. And that's because I think blacks are the most American out of anybody. No, they're not. No, they're absolutely not. They got their own flag. They got their own national anthem. And it's not to say that they're not American, but the most American? The most American are the people that came on the Mayflower, obviously. What is even, that's just a form of pandering. Blacks were not meaningfully a part of it until they were freed. They were considered property. And I'm not saying like that's a good thing, but I think even they would contend that they're alienated from America. What a ridiculous thing to say. And this is supposed to be our swaggering WASP nationalist. It's not good enough. No, that's not good enough. That will not do. So I'm just getting really tired of the injustice, really, because it is an injustice. This is a beautiful civilization. This is a great and mighty and a glorious civilization, and it is killing itself. It is being raped to fucking death by people that hate it, by ugly people that hate it. They have no love for us. Josh Hammer says we have anti-Semitism in our DNA. Like, you should not be welcome in this country. You're not welcome here. We have anti-Semitism in our DNA. Then what are you doing here? Get the fuck out. He says we have it in our DNA. Who do you think created this country other than Europeans? And we have anti-Semitism in our DNA. So what, you want us dead? You want us all dead because of our DNA? Is that it? Like, these are the people killing our civilization. And it's wrong. It's just, everyone knows it's just wrong. Everyone sees the way America used to be and what it is now. It is a steaming pile of shit now. It's like I said on Monday, it's these things that are not measurable, not quantifiable, not tangible. It's the type of society that we had. Basic things like trick-or-treating, like around these times, like during the holidays. When we celebrate Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, these ancient traditions, American and European traditions that bind us to the present and the past. Across the civilization, we're all celebrating Christmas Eve. And it's at a time like this when you realize how sad it is that you go to the tree lighting ceremony and black people are shooting each other, or you get a bunch of people in hijabs with their kids running around, or you get a Jew yelling at everybody on Christmas about anti-Semitism. And you go, we lost. We're losing. We're dying. It doesn't matter if he could still get a job. Yeah, the houses could be $60,000. It wouldn't make a difference. We lost. You know, people say it's about jobs and housing and whatever. You think it's about the price of an iPhone and a latte? You think it's about the basket of goods? Oh, well, the reason people are angry is because the consumer price index ticked up 2% and the basket of goods is experiencing upward. No, that's not why. It's because, like, we lost the core. We lost the heart and the executive function. We lost what we are. And it's something that everyone else has. Everyone else has it. A sense of peoplehood, a sense of belonging, a sense of home. And they write books about it. Oh, you know, my mom was cooking the ethnic food and on the ethnic holiday, and I went back to that neighborhood on Mango Street or whatever the fuck. And in our own country, we don't have it. In our own country, we're alienated. You go to the motherland and you got Africans selling flying saucers, throwing fucking frisbees around. Really? What a joke. So, somebody's just got to stand up proudly. And I know that's not the most popular thing to say, but it's true. It's not to the exclusion of everybody else, but it's to say, we're not going to lose America here. It's not. We don't want America to turn into, what is it actually that they want for this place? Do they want it to be like India? Do they want this country to just be a majority minority? It's every kind of person and there's no sense of a coherent whole? Clearly, that is what they want.